Leaders of Milwaukee Public Schools will decide within the next couple weeks on a spending plan for a windfall of one-time federal stimulus cash, about $500 million. The money comes from the third round of elementary and secondary school emergency relief, known as ESSER III. As the school board decides how to spend the $504 million, employees are pleading for immediate help in understaffed schools. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
MPS administrators have a long list of proposals for the $504 million. It includes renovating school buildings, buying technology for students and staff, expanding tutoring and after-school programs, increasing mental health services, and building a test kitchen to develop better school meals. But in testimony on the plan, MPS staff said some ESSER funds should be used now to address urgent problems in schools. Milwaukee Teachers Education Association President Amy Mizialko said there are staff shortages across employee groups, and COVID cases and quarantine make it more dire. She testified during a school board meeting last Thursday, which took place over an echoey Zoom call.
Our schools have reached the point of dangerously insufficient staffing. The number of staff in quarantine who are sick with COVID is not sustainable, and the staff that you still have in schools are breaking.
According to MPS, there are currently 156 teaching vacancies. Meanwhile, some teachers are worried about themselves or coworkers being moved to different schools because of unexpected enrollment declines. Monica Lopez testified that her school was already short 5 staff and is now losing another 2. She did not identify which school she works at.
At my building, we're cutting 2 classroom teachers. We're taking classrooms that are developmentally appropriate and doubling them. Now we're increasing class sizes and reducing adult support by 7 in my building, all while trying to provide health and safety protocols and mitigations.
Superintendent Keith Posley said at a Friday event that enrollment is dramatically down this year, even more than last year when school was virtual. He said the biggest declines are in the youngest grades.
So basically this year we saw probably the largest reduction than we've had in a number of years.
Posley said in a normal year, MPS loses about 1,200 or 1,500 students. He said this year it's down around 4,000 students. MPS later told WUWM that enrollment stands at 69,810. Enrollment is a major factor in state funding. Posley said the influx of federal ESSER dollars is helpful, but it will run out.
I worry about the fiscal cliff that is going to take place after these stimulus dollars are out. You know, the stimulus dollars help to bring us up to meet the needs to level the playing field for the district and the students in the city. But also our students need additional in order to move forward and in order to make sure that we can move on after 2023-24.
During discussion of the $500 million ESSER III budget, school board members talked about the need to address staffing and enrollment issues. Erica Simpson said the district should try to meet the immediate needs of schools.
You know, we've really clearly heard that schools are suffering and need our support. So, you know, my first question was about sort of that triage system that we really prioritize, like, what do we need to get through this year to pour resources into our schools?
The next meeting on the ESSER III spending plan is October 7th. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.